from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. declares commitment to Afghanistan. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the United States' commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said today that he's not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country.
There is a number that I'm authorized to go up to. I have to look. I've directed the chairman to put the plan together now. We've obviously been discussing this option for some time. When he brings that to me, I'll determine how many more we need to send in. It may or may not be the number that's bandied about up until now. I've got to get the plan in from the chairman, and you saw that I directed him to get it to me here right away.
In an evening address from a military base outside of Washington on Monday, President Trump said that he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans or further military activities unveiling a condition-based approach to defeat terrorism in Afghanistan. In the meantime, the Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, said on an unannounced visit to Iraq on Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country. Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted ISIS day are numbered. Now, the spokesperson for the Office of the High Commission for Human Rights in Switzerland, Liz Throssell, urged Iraq's government to do more to help thousands of women and girls caught in the crossfire.
Women and girls under the control of ISIL, in particular women from the Yazidi and other minority communities, have been especially vulnerable to abuses of human rights and violation of international humanitarian law, including rape and sexual assault, forced displacement, abduction, deprivation of liberty, slavery, forced religious conversion, and cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment.
This is VOA News. Top U.S. defense officials are pushing back against allegations of a significant spike in the number of civilian casualties in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 100 civilians have been killed in coalition airstrikes over the past 48 hours. That number includes at least 42 people, 19 of them children, killed Monday when strikes destroyed buildings sheltering families. President Trump looks to get his administration back on track after a difficult week with a campaign-style rally of supporters Tuesday in Phoenix, Arizona. Trump is trying to move past the controversy from last week when he blamed protesters on both sides for the violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The president appeared to reference the controversy Monday night in a speech outlining his administration's approach to Afghanistan. Now, the president did not specifically refer to Charlottesville, but he said, quote, "We cannot remain a force for peace in the world if we are not at peace with each other." The U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered from the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. soldiers who went missing in the collision. The search for other missing sailors continues. Swift spoke to reporters.
From my visit in John S. McCain today, I can tell you that she has sustained significant damage to her port side aft. The flooding was halted, but the extent of the damage is still being determined. We will conduct a thorough and full investigation into this collision, what occurred, what happened, and how it happened.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. North Korea is warning of ruthless retaliation over joint U.S.-South Korean military drills underway on the Korean Peninsula. In a statement on Tuesday, the North Korean military said it would carry out a merciless retaliation and unsparing punishment in response to the drills, a 10-day exercise that began Monday on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea normally uses provocative rhetoric or conducts military weapons tests during the annual exercise. But Pyongyang's rhetoric this year is more heated than usual, claiming the drills are an aggressive war scenario designed to execute preemptive strikes against North Korea. Judicial sources say a suspect arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona told Spain's High Court Tuesday that the group had been planning a much larger attack using explosives. Mohamed Juli Camlal, who was arrested after being hurt in a blast southwest of Barcelona, was the first of four suspects to testify on Tuesday. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.